truth about Jerusalem. Oh my God.
Wait, you're gonna go raw with this?
Didn't you just say
I'm that? Ready. I'm ready. I'm going to pour everything out. Go ahead.
It literally, I was done. After that, I was done. I was like, no.
He's like, no. Go. I was like, you're in the most holy place in the world, you know?
You got to think, man. Yelling. Mando's already walking away.
And meanwhile, there's like... What is up? Welcome back to another TCR podcast. Happy Episode Wednesday.
55.
Let's go. We missed last week. Sorry, you guys.
For the first time ever, we literally missed the whole week.
Yeah, but we're back. And I told Lily Bay, this week, le debemos un podcast for last week and this week. So we might just double it up this week. You down or what?
Maybe. Vamos a ver. Because you guys, I know we always say we're busy, but bro.
Yeah.
It's... Gracias a Dios, we're super grateful for all of you guys and everybody supporting us. As you guys know, we have Guadis, The Party Plug, Dominating mm-hmm. Prince, and honestly, we've been so busy. We just hired somebody else.
Yeah.
And literally, we just hired somebody else last week. And literally, today I posted that we're hiring somebody else. Right? Yeah.
And to top it all off, what's killing me right now, and I've never suffered from this, is mm-hmm. a jet lag. My body Whoa. Is still in Tel Aviv, Israel, which is what was it, like 12 hour difference? No.
Yeah. No, 8 hours? Seven hours.
7 hour difference. So right now it's literally probably 7 a.m. over there or something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And my body still hasn't fully adjusted. So I'm trying to get used to it. So hopefully after like this week, I should be al 100.
Yeah. I've been good, believe it or not. Other than today. Today,
yeah, you were yawning
all
day. I think
I'm getting a little sick or I don't know what's going on. But today, I was like this close telling Mando, a ver a quien buscas because yo, I can't. But I'm here.
We're making it happen.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully this week we'll bring you guys 2 episodes. I'm not going to promise nothing, but we're going to try.
Yeah, but I got a question for you, Lily mm-hmm. Bay. What do Mexicans cut their pizza with?
One of them things? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What?
Little Caesars.
You're so stupid.
Got it. It's been a while. You get it?
Yeah, that was a good
one. I mean, explain to me. You get it.
Scissors. Little like, scissors. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah right.
Let's
like,
go.
Like
what is up? The dad jokes are back. But today, you guys, we have a full summary.
Yeah, it's going to be the truth.
Yeah.
The truth about Israel. The truth about Jerusalem. The truth about everything that we did last week. Because, yeah, we did vlog everything. The vlogs are going to come out soon.
Tonight.
But the vlogs are just like a camera following us around. Not really our opinion on things. Not really. We didn't even. Let's say there was parts that we couldn't vlog or whatever the case is. But ahorita, I told you guys on my live, we're going to go in, bro.
Full disclosure. The TCR podcast is the cruda realidad. So we're going to tell you the realidad of what we went through, what we saw, what we experienced, mm-hmm. and our opinions.
Yeah. At first, no les iba a decir nada. I was like, nah. We can't get into religion. We can't get into none of that.
Which we aren't going to get into.
Yeah. But then Mando's like, you're not really saying what you believe in, what you think is true, what you think is not
right.
true. We're just giving our opinion and telling you guys what happened to us in Jerusalem and out there.
Talking about.
So I'm like, you know what? Okay, I could do that. Because at that point, I'm not lying. I'm telling you guys straight up what happened. So it's not really getting into
it. The funny thing is that I practiced this podcast already on a Sunday night or a couple days ago with your tios. I was like telling them exactly like how everything went down. Mm-hmm. But I was like thinking to myself, I want to be more, explaining like detail and vivid. And so you guys could put yourselves there when I'm talking. And, you know, so I was trying to explain to them everything, like detail by detail, you know?
I didn't go to my uncle's house that day. So when Mando got back, he told me that he told them everything. And I was like, oh, you told them everything? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, what'd they say? Because my family, they're not really too religious. My grandma is. She was there, too, while Mando was explaining all this.
She was agreeing with
and
everything.
And she was actually agreeing with it. So my grandma being super religious and seeing all that, you know, that just goes to show, like, somebody else that is actually super involved, but, you know, saw what
we experienced. To us, you know?
But before we leave at the end, remind me to tell them, if I don't remember, what my grandma told me.
Okay.
And what brought me back down.
Okay. Okay.
Because I might forget.
All right.
So, you ready, babe?
Let's get to the very top.
Scared.
This freaking trip literally started. This has been our worst flight experience
ever. Oh, my God.
Ever.
I don't know what's up with TSA, but oh, my God. They got to get it together. Delays. Like, no vendan tantos pinches boletos si no tienen aviones. Like, I feel like that's the solution, no? Like, if people are saying that there's not enough workers, flight attendants, okay, then don't sell that many flights.
Yeah.
You know?
We get to Tampa International Airport on time, todo el pedo, right?
Right.
Did I start too soon or?
No,
that's
dale,
perfect
dale.
Timing. All right. We get to Tampa International. Ahí llegamos todo el pedo. We ate our Chick-fil-A, todo. We literally get there to the gate like almost an hour and a half before. So we start chilling.
Correct.
Next thing you know, delayed an hour. We're like, dang. Delayed 2 hours. Dang. So now once it said like 2 hours and a half delayed, we knew we weren't going to make it to our second flight in Atlanta. Yeah, well,
basically, they were sending me updates, and by the third delay, I think they said it's just better if you reschedule your flight, right?
Good luck.
So I was like, what the hell? Okay, whatever. So they sent me a link. I looked to see what flight I can reschedule myself to for the same day, because they did have a few flights. But tell me why all of those flights iban a salir en la noche, the same day, and not arrive. This was Friday, okay? And not arrive to Tel Aviv until Sunday.
Even though they're 7 hours ahead.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So then, I don't know what made me think, okay, let me just look at Orlando.
Good freaking
airport,
call.
Right? So I changed my search to leave from Orlando Airport, which is an hour away. And I found a flight that we could make. And it was going to arrive the next day at Tel Aviv. So I told, mind you, this whole time though, all these delays are happening and all this commotion is going on. I didn't tell my mom or my grandma nothing.
Right.
I didn't tell them until it was time for us to go to Orlando.
Yeah.
I was like, so we're going to have to go get our luggage from the plane and get an Uber and we're going to Orlando. And I was like, why? What happened? And I was like, well, it keeps getting delayed and we just got to do what we got to do to get out there. If not.
Yeah, because at that point, if Lily Bay wouldn't have done that, we would have lost a day of our vacation.
Yeah.
We would have lost a day of our car rental. We would have lost a day of our hotel apartment.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, go on.
And I wasn't trying to extend my days more out there by me getting there later. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to come back in a week, right?
Yeah.
Because again, we've been super busy. So that happened. We drove to Orlando and tell me why
Uber.
It got delayed again.
Yeah, it got delayed again.
We were over there, but only an hour, right? Then we get to New York.
Yeah, JFK. Yeah.
With 30 minutes until our next flight leaves, our flight attendant the captain even gets on and he's like, we're gonna be there on time. We see we only have 3-4 people that have a connection flight, which was us. But you guys are gonna be fine. We get there. Nobody's at the gate to basically bring that little tunnel that we walked through out to the plane. So the pilot came on and he's like, we're still trying to contact them. And 40 minutes later, we finally were able to get out the plane. You would think we missed a flight, but no, because that flight in New York also got delayed.
Yeah,
so we made it on time.
It was something about the pilots. They were also delayed. But if those pilots wouldn't have been delayed, they would have left us. They wouldn't have cared about us.
Yeah.
There was like probably like 200-300 other people on that flight. So the hell with us, they would have left us there. But luckily, the pilots, you know, were delayed and we made it. We get to Tel Aviv, right?
Yeah, we finally get out there. And first things first.
Un pinche falafel. No?
Yeah, un pinche falafel. No, we went to go eat. We get there. I found a spot.
Mimosa se llamaba, no?
No, Jasmino.
Jasmino. Mimosa. I was close.
¿Quieres una mimosa? Okay. We get there, and it has a lot of people even outside. And I'm like, bro, are we really going to wait? Because we were all starving, you guys. And we were like, YOLO, let's wait. We get there, and as soon as we get in there, everybody is telling us that we made the right decision.
Yeah, it was so good.
That it's their favorite. There was people from New York and Canada in there that every time they go, it's a must. So we were super excited. bomb. It was bomb. You'll see on the vlogs.
Yeah, it's definitely on the blog. And
that same night, we went out, right?
Yeah, we went out that same night. We went to, dice tu mom, it was una barra de muerte. Like, that bar, it was a bar. It was like a, it was a hole in the wall, right? The one we went to. You didn't think
it
so?
It was big. It was like a typical bar, like a pub.
The outside one where we sat outside?
Yeah, it was a pub.
I mean, from the outside, it looked pretty hole in the wall type vibe. We were chilling. We had a good time there.
Yeah, with the locals, hanging out, good conversation. We ended up at a club, which was super dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like, that club was kind of like, I showed Mando. It looked like it used to be an alley, and they closed it in, right? Closed it in, put a roof and everything over it. So you could walk up the steps to get in, but then there's multiple rooms. But from the outside, you could walk down into, like, arcades. And I don't know. It was super trippy, but super cool. But overall, we were only in Tel Aviv for that night and next full day. And what would you say about it? It was...
Yeah, Tel Aviv was a cool city. I did read that Tel Aviv, they try to make it more of a hipster vibe. So that's why they have a lot. Too much, in my opinion, graffiti on the walls, right? A lot of graffiti all over the place, scattered. When I think about graffiti, I think about Miami and Wynwood. There's only a small section in Miami that is specialized in that.
And it's usually art.
Art, right.
And in Tel Aviv, it was a lot of literally graffiti. Mm-hmm. How you see in La Ciudad de Mexico, así, igualito.
Literally, literally. So, but they push that. Según, that's what I read. They push that and... You know, it just
in
makes
the area
city
that
look
we were in,
because
I'm sure there's better areas, but we were staying by the beach.
By the beach,
somewhere
by
the beach. So I don't know. Again, we were only there a full day, but we did go to the beach, and I don't know if I'm gonna get canceled for this or whatever. But I'm from Florida, and you guys know that we're all about that beach life out here.
Yeah, we know beaches. If anyone knows beaches, we know beaches.
Beaches. Anywhere I go, I'm sorry. Rather tropical over everything. Yeah. So beaches is like mi mero mole, right? But I noticed that when I got to the Tel Aviv beach, in the water, there was so much like debris floating.
Plastic.
Little pieces of plastic, particles, little pieces of paper, like all over the beach. It wasn't so much that it was like it would like give you like grossed out. Like a little kid won't even notice.
Right.
But me that, you know, I'm a little picky, number one, and then I know my beaches. Seeing like cigarette buds and plastics everywhere floating, I was kind of like,
So you could visualize it. The plastic and the debris was more inside the water, really outside.
It was in the water. It was in the water, like floating around. Not even like on the top, just floating. It was like in the water.
Y chinga su madre, yo soy bien like. I'll be in La La Land, and mostly when I'm on vacation, I honestly did not notice. I got in there, I was like, "Okay, this water feels amazing. It's cool." But
it was
pretty
clear. I'm not gonna lie.
I didn't fully dive
not like
in
out here, but
I didn't fully dive in. But then I saw Lily Bay walk out, so then I go out there. What's up? What'd you think? She's like, "Man, that's some dirty ass water." So then that's when I'm like, all right, let me go check for myself. And I literally saw that. I'm like, you're right. Let me go back over there where I was.
Yeah, yeah. So right away, it gave me the ick. So I don't know if it was just that area because, you know, just like seaweed randomly appears on the shore sometimes. I'm assuming maybe there was like a little debris island floating around there or something. Yeah. I don't know. But that's what we saw. That's what ended up happening. So that's why I got out. But I'm not going to lie, the outside area I did like because they had, I think it was Banana Beach. They had like little restaurants out there.
That was really nice. The food was good too.
Yeah. Then they had another spot, the spot that we were right next to, que tenía like music playing. Yeah. And it kind of gave me Miami vibes a little bit. So that part is cool. So if you guys are going just to go get lit, ni cuenta se van a dar de la basura en la agua if it's still there. But that is the honest truth. That is what we saw. Let me know if you guys have been. Let me know if you guys saw that too, or maybe it was just a bad day for us to go, right?
I did notice that the city had a shitload of cranes. Like there was cranes all over.
Growing, bro.
Yeah, I've never seen any city have that many cranes other than Nashville back in the day, maybe like 6-7 years ago. My bad, excuse me. But I did read that Israel is a startup country of the world. So like a lot of money is getting poured into there. A lot of new businesses are opening. So that's
There's a lot of bars, clubs, restaurants, like little hole in the wall markets, everything. It's huge, right?
It's
for what I thought. I literally thought que iba a ser algo más chiquito, like landing in León, Guanajuato, or something like that. But no, nada que ver. It's like a whole ass city out there.
I was searching for drone footage, and the host, like they zoomed out, and there's so many skyscrapers there. Like, we didn't see that many, like where we were, but from that drone shot, I'm like, damn, Tel Aviv is fucking huge. But that's Tel Aviv. What else did we do out there? We went to the market. The market was big. Yeah, that was nice. We went to a Mexican restaurant. Had a good michelada there.
We stumbled across at a market. Yeah. But anyways, that was it for Tel Aviv. The next day, we left to Jerusalem.
We drove to Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem, 1 hour. A lot of people ask me, how's the driving? How are the streets? I compare it to Las Carreteras in Mexico. Same thing, right? Super clean. They look pretty new. There's not too much traffic.
In Jerusalem, yes. Like when we got right into Jerusalem. Remember it took forever just to get anywhere? Traffic.
Yeah,
but traffic everywhere else getting back and forth from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, not bad.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Our tour guide did complain and say, why'd you rent the car? Whatever, right? It's like, you can't come driving here. I'm like, we don't know. He's like, this city was built for donkeys and horses, not for cars. And it's kind of true. Like,
there's so many little streets.
But he hasn't seen Guanajuato. He hasn't seen Guanajuato.
Igual que Guanajuato, see the little alleyways, a whole bunch of those. So, yeah, day one, Jerusalem. We get there in la mañana. Yeah. We meet up with our tour guide right away. And our tour guide, I actually found him through mutual friends that have gone in the past. I want to say we got him from Mando's Cunada or something like that, from a friend of hers. I don't remember because I hit up so many different people. And a lot of people were available. Some people weren't. And then some of them gave me their friends that do tours. Yeah, así andaba, right? But anyways, our tour guide, right? We get there. He knows English, Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We're off to a good start, right?
Wait, you going to go raw with this?
Didn't you just say
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to pour everything out. Go ahead.
So when we're walking into the old city, which the old city is Holy Land, where the tomb is at, where John Baptist Church is at, all of that good stuff, right? And as soon as we walk in, you already know my mom and my abuelita are on the first puesto they see trying to buy stuff,
quick.
But right away, our tour guide nos dice, no. This is a tourist trap. Everything here expensive. I take you to the good spot.
At that point, I was like, damn, this dude got our back. I love this guy at that point.
Yeah, because it makes sense, right? The tourist trap at the beginning, everything's expensive, whatever, right? So as we kept walking, again, my mom and my grandma trying to stop at more spots. I noticed that he would get like flustered. Yeah, like, why are they stopping? Yeah. You know? And I would be like, didn't we pay you for this fucking tour, bro? Like, but whatever. More so because it was my grandma and my mom. Like, why are you rushing? So I went and I talked to her. I'm like, Ma, apparently this guy, maybe he's on a time schedule. I don't know. Maybe like trying to get. He was trying to say that he was trying to get us to point A, B, C, D at a certain time before all the crowd got there. That was his excuse, right? It was. But anyways, I hurried up my mom a little bit, and he finally takes us to his spot where we could buy get everything for cheap, right?
So at that point, he wants us to buy all the stuff there. So we could
literally
take it.
Tells us buy everything here.
Yeah, buy everything here so you could take it to the tomb and the church to get it bendecido.
Yeah.
So at that point, we're like,
church right after that.
Like, this guy really has our back. Like, he's organizing us very correctly. Todo el pedo. So go on.
Yeah. So we go in there. The first thing I walked to was unos rosarios que estaban ahí, bro. $70
each dollars, rosario. Not shekels. Shekels.
Y eran como los que encuentras en las tiendas mexicanas, así, like, hanging, yeah. Like, the wood, the little plastic ones, like, a little bit of everything, different colors. I was like, $70? So, anyways, I ended up literally seeing a few things, seeing the price, and I turned around and went outside.
Wait, you didn't get nothing from it?
I had got a little bracelet.
Oh, okay, okay, right? Okay, yeah.
But my mom and them stayed in there buying a few stuff, but my mom already had the side eye at that point. She was like, bruh, this is too expensive.
And I'm going to say, Doña Leti has, which is your mom, has a good eye for people trying to G her, trying yeah. to cheat her off, you know? So she caught it quick, too. She probably caught it as quick as you. So then from there, I think she bought like one or two things just to be nice, probably, right?
Yeah. And because we were going to the tomb right. area right after to bend the seed. And for all she knew, what if she couldn't find one along the way to mm-hmm. make that happen? So just in case, se compró uno ahí, right?
She was securing the bag at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as we were leaving, walking towards the tomb, my mom todavía separaban los puestos and she would ask people for prices, right? $10.
It's crazy. $5. It's crazy.
The same ones, but $5, $10.
The exact the same
max
thing.
The $20.
But let me tell you guys what this store looked like, the one he took us to. It had AC.
Compared to all the other right. little ones.
It had prices. Everything had prices. So, según, they weren't cheating you off. Everything was legit, but everything was super overpriced. There was things there worth like, well, sold at like 10 grand. You know, the yeah. nacimientos made out of wood.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah.
That's crazy. That He's like, yeah, these are made out of wood, which I respect and all that. But everything was super overpriced there. So yeah. then we get, you know, we get to the church. And in that church is the resting area where Jesus rested before he got put into the tomb. But before all that is where he got crucified. So there's like three very important landmarks in that same church. So your mom takes the rosario that she just purchased. She puts it on the tomb. And we do the whole recorrido. At that point, the tour guide is doing a very good job. He's explaining. But then
still rushing us.
Yeah, still rushing. But then...
Wait, still rushing us and doesn't let us get in line for nothing to... Like, for example, if my grandma wanted to get in line for the blood of Jesus area, she couldn't because he was like, no, we got to go over here. We got to go
For him,
here,
it right? wasn't important, you know.
Maybe, but yeah. I don't know. So, wait, what was I going? I forgot where I was going with
So this. Then we go to get in line to Jesus' tomb.
Yeah, so finally we get to a lo que íbamos, right? To get in line for Jesus' tomb, right? That line was like an hour long.
Yeah,
okay?
About an hour.
Mind you, let me show you guys. Let me try to paint a picture for you guys of the whole vibe before that. Before we even went, I looked up, I researched, what is the weather? What do the tour guides do? Is there a dress code? I just looked up everything, right?
Yeah, like the most important places to go.
Yeah, everything. People were saying it's like it's a tour, super hot outside, a lot of walking, wear comfortable clothes, make sure you don't overheat because it's a desert out there, so don't exaggerate with your layers. But there was a lot of people saying that there was a dress code, that there wasn't a dress code. There's no like rules. There's no website where you get on and you could see do not wear this, do not wear that. Right. No, there's none of that. It's just based, well, what I saw was based off articles, other vlogs of people going and just little things like that, right? Which I maybe saw at least 10, 20 different things with people saying different, whatever, right?
And we know that the Christian Catholic Church is not that conservative. So
correct.
You don't have to layer up. You don't have to cover up that much, right?
Yeah, and aside from that, seeing pictures and videos, vlogs that I saw like on YouTube, mm-hmm. you see so many people walking around with ropa de todo.
Yeah.
Like the guys, like some shorts
or sandals,
a button up sandals, women, because it's hot. So I was like, okay, you know, mind you, Mando was about to wear black pants, and I literally was like, babe, it is so hot outside. Like,
I had my whole outfit.
Wear black pants.
I had my whole outfit. I was like, this is perfect for this. Y todo el pedo. So
yeah.
I was like, babe, what you think? Do I wear the shorts or do I wear the pants? She's like, babe, it's hot.
I would wear the shorts.
Hot.
So it was like 120 degrees outside.
Hot.
So when we get there, to the church, there's a lot of people wearing, I even recorded a video just for you to post as proof of people walking around with shorts and sandals and sleeveless shirts, a little bit of everything, right? Okay. So we're in line waiting for an hour with our tour guide is kind of there on the side waiting for us, right?
No. Our tour guide said, hey, you guys stay here. I'll come back, check on y'all.
Once we got up to the front, he was back there again. Like, he came
back. Okay, in the front. Yeah. But that's a whole nother thing. I'm telling you, I'm going to go ham. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of other tour guides chilling with their crowd and explaining and telling you stories and everything that happened here. Y todo el pedo, you know? Mm-hmm. But our tour guide's like, no, all right, guys, I'll come back in 45 minutes. And I'll see y'all in front of the line. Instead of him staying with us, you know, bonding, telling us exactly what happened, his opinions, y todo. No, he decides to go take a break and whatever, you know, go talk on the phone and do whatever he had to do. So then Lily's getting to the point where we're at the front of the line, right? Okay, go off.
Yeah. So once we get to the front of the line, two things happen, bro. Two things happen, which it literally, I was done. After that, I was done. I was like, no. So there's like a
Christian
guy
Orthodox,
up there, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I think that's what somebody called them. And everybody has their phones out. Everybody, the 100 people, 200 people waiting there.
In line, yeah.
The whole time people have their phones out. Cameras are allowed. They're recording everything, right? And but as you get closer to the tomb, to the entrance, he literally yells out to everybody with the attitude at one, right? Yells out to everybody with the attitude, no pictures inside. He said, no pictures inside, only outside. No pictures inside.
Like rude.
Rude,
and,
okay?
And the strong mind you, the voice,
damn,
you know?
Mind you, it had just opened. Like, I get it. Maybe at the end of the day, you're done with people. I don't know. But
it was early.
Okay?
It was like 10 a.m.
Yeah, at least. The latest, it was 10. So, okay, so before we went in, literally, they only let in crowds of six at a time, right? So the group of six in front of us, he was letting them in. So as he was letting them in, I told my mom, which we were on the outside, I'm like, ma, turn around pa que te saca una foto de aquí afuera, you know? So my mom turns around for me to take a picture de us afuera because, again, we're not the six that are going in.
Right.
We're the next group. As he turns around, he yells at me, no pictures here. I said, you literally said we could take pictures here. No pictures here. I'm like, you literally said we could take pictures out
not
here,
Lily
not
been
inside.
Going off.
No pictures here. And I was like, make sense. Like, what is it? But then, okay, it's one thing. Maybe he said it wrong. I don't know. Maybe he said it wrong and he meant to say no pictures out there neither, where everybody else had their phone out. I don't know, right? But the way he said it, I was like, I literally thought walking into the Holy Land, it was going to be like the monks movies that you see. Peace and quiet,
yeah.
And super nice, yeah. And everybody gets along and bowing down and oh my, no, right? That's what I thought. But once I heard him first yell, no pictures inside, only outside, and then yell at me literally to my face, I was like, oh no, I'm done with this. I was so done, right? And more because I wanted to say more because he took it way out of line, but I knew that it wasn't
not the right
time
place,
or the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, if this holy man isn't going to hablar bien, at least I am. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just ignored him. And then as soon as he stops yelling at me, he turns back around to let the people back out because they let you in for like 30 seconds. Max,
yeah. Like
right?
30 seconds.
Letting the people out, and it's our time to go in, right? As we're walking in, it's my grandma, my mom, me. He lets all of us in. And then when it gets to Mando, you can't come in. Oh, you want to say how he
yeah.
told you?
Go yes. ahead. like she said, her mom, her grandma, and she start walking in. He sees me and sees that I have shorts on. At that point, I have no idea. Like, yeah. No one told me there's a dress code, nada. He's
mind
like,
you, there's more people in line with shorts on.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you can't come in. I'm like, why? Like, no shorts. I was like, okay, what if I take off my button up and cover my, you know, just wear it as a skirt.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Like, I had a, una, how do you say it? Like a rebozo type of thing that he could have, like, covered himself with.
He's like, no, no, no. Go, go, go. I was like, at that point, I was like, okay, yeah, my bad. I mean, I'm very understanding.
Yeah,
I'm
Mando not, doesn't argue.
I'm not like, going to look for conflict.
He doesn't argue back.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. La cagué. You know, this is your job and you got to take care of this. I was like, okay, cool. I started walking away.
Wait, as you're walking away, I hear our
tour guide.
Another tour guide tell our tour guide what's going on, why they're not letting him in. And Mando's walking out and he's like, oh, it's because I have shorts on. And they were both like, no,
like mind blown. Yeah,
what's wrong with him? Like, this has never happened. Let him go in, you know. And the tour guides are like, I have people in my tour with shorts on too, mind you. Not like a girl with short shorts, it was like a guy with like long shorts,
regular,
you know?
Shorts, yeah.
But as Mando's walking away,
the guy's like, what, you think you're at the beach?
Still yelling at Mando. What's like wrong fighting with you? Words, bro.
And this, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm like, oh my
yelling
God.
Yelling in front of everybody.
I'm like, I literally turned around. I was like, hey man, enough. Like, literally, just like that.
Like, bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, hey bro,
I'm not
enough.
Even arguing with you no
He's
more.
Like, no man, you can't come here. You can't come here like this. It's not the beach. I was like, whatever, right? I just said, peace and love. Let's get out of here. But I don't understand you guys. You guys back home listening on your way to work or, you know, cleaning the house. Just put yourself in my place right now. You're in the most holy place in the world, you know? The most holy place. That from there to me, there's really no other holier place in the world than there. Why do you decide to act like that? Like, that makes no freaking sense to act like that, to treat someone like that. And it's not like I was being like rude about
it. Because when he yelled at me, I was like, you literally said, like, I raised my voice too. Like, I'm going to give you the same energy you
like,
were giving me.
I didn't clap back. I was like, okay, my bad. I'm out of here. No pasa nada. But then he kept going. He kept going. And I think he was just looking for conflict, or he woke up with the wrong side. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't know what. Yeah. I literally don't know what.
Yeah, because again, he told Mando, you can't come in shorts, no shorts, no shorts. And Mando's like, what if I wrap my legs up? No, you can't come in no more. Get out, get out. And so, wait. Mando's like, okay, my bad. You know, you would think that's it. Mando walks away and he's still yelling at him. Yeah. You gotta learn. No, he said, respect, respect. No shorts, no shorts. You gotta think, man, think. Yelling. Mando's already walking away.
And meanwhile, there's like 300 people or 100 or 200, whatever you want, back looking at me like, you know, a whole commotion. I wish,
but you
could
tell all the people in the in line were like a little worried. Yeah, like
is he gonna let me in?
Like, why is he being like that? Like, they were shook that this guy was acting like that, you know? And especially because, again, there was more people within the the people in line that also had shorts on, which we saw. But yeah, when they didn't let Mando in and when that guy had that little attitude, I was like, you know what? I'm sorry, but today's not the day for me to go in this because I just can't be at peace going in there with all this commotion going on, you know?
Well, my thing is, this trip was for your grandma.
Yeah.
We all know that,
as
right?
As long as they went in, I was
happy. Yeah, so I wasn't worried or, you know, I really wanted to go in there. No me quedé con las ganas. Like, the next couple days later, we went back in there. But my thing is...
And he was still there, still rude.
This guy that didn't let me in, didn't know the sacrifice that I did. Didn't know if I did a sacrifice. Didn't know if I had to ask for money or, I don't know, whatever. He didn't know what it took to get there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that was not the case or whatever, but he just doesn't know. And to treat someone like that... It could have been my all-time dream to be there or whatever.
Or imagine somebody that saved their whole life.
Exactly.
And, you know?
You don't know that. You don't know that. And that's just not the right way to act. Yeah. You know? Like, that's horrible. That's horrible. And mostly since you're a holy person and you study the Bible or whoever this guy was. I don't know if he was just a random and they just put a... They put something on them to stand there. Or, I don't know. Whatever. Just not correct, you know?
Yeah.
Which is horrible.
So, you know? Right after that, I was done with the whole, I was done with Jerusalem. I'm like, is this how people are out here? Yeah. I was like, nope, take me back home. I am done. But I sucked it up and I did the rest of everything with my grandma. You know, I still made the best of it. I took pictures. We hung out. Our tour guide was still rushing us around, you know, couldn't stop nowhere.
Well, let's fast forward, but rewind. We then go 2 days after, and there was like 20 people in line. But our tour guide, I don't know, man. This guy was weird, man. This guy's like, oh, you got to get there super early because at 3 p.m., 4 p.m., there's a line. There's like 300 people here.
Yeah, and we got like, there late that night.
I was like, is this during the summer or is this right now? He's like, no, all year. That's what our tour guide said. So I was like, we believed him. So we go 2 days later to the tomb. I was like, no me voy a quedar con las ganas. Ahora sí traigo un pantalón y voy a entrar a huevo. Ahora sí voy a entrar, right? So we get to the spot and there's like 20 people in line. Mm-hmm. I get in and I literally like have a visual picture of like what the tomb looks like. You go in and it kind of gives me like a cave vibes, like mm-hmm. a cave.
Yeah, you have to dug down and everything.
You have to dug down in. And it's dark.
They have a candle the whole time.
The candle lit. There's no light in there. And it's literally like a I would say like a bench. It looks like a bench, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's the feeling that I got in
like
there.
It's like a prayer area. Almost.
Yeah, like a prayer area. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Like I felt the vibe in there. The vibe was amazing. I prayed in there for the 30 seconds that we were able to be in there. And I loved it. It was a great experience. But then there comes this guy again. Like, man, I'm praying. I'm meditating, whatever, you know, just doing my thing. And this guy, instead of being like, hey, guys, you guys, all right, next. He's like, he starts tapping like, next. I was like, oh, my God, this guy can't do nothing right. Mm-hmm. It's the same guy.
Yeah.
Do you see that? I was like, man, this guy, man. But whatever. Like, overall, like, I don't know if I'm going to mess up what you're going to say at the end, but I'm going to say what your grandma said. Don't let the people there kill the vibe of what the whole meaning and how everything is, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's the Jesus tomb. That's what we went through, you know?
Okay, so after all of this, from day one that we were out there, rewinding again, dice Mando, as we were walking around my grandma and everything, I remember that our tour guide mentioned something and I was like, ah, this is why this place is like this. Apparently, the old city is run by 5 or 6 different religions.
No, it's six quarters.
There's 6 different areas. Okay, there's not one religion that owns the holy city. It's shared with different religions. And none of them get along. They right. all think that their way is the right way. And that's why.
Yeah, three.
That's why you'll come across situations like, for example, this guy mm-hmm. at the door. And not only him, we did come across other, like even some of the vendors, some of the, how can I explain
it? Yeah, the vendors. I'll give you a perfect example. We're standing in front of a puesto, right? And this puesto, there's hundreds of people passing and everything, right? So you just trying to walk. But at one point, I was standing in front of his puesto. And he was like, go. Like, he knew I wasn't going to buy nothing, but I wasn't standing there in his way on purpose. Like, yeah, yeah. They were rude, man. Like, there's a lot of rude people out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of rude ones. But I'm going to say the nicest people were in the Muslim quarter. Those were like super supportive. I don't know if they just wanted us to shop or whatever. They're just really nice people, but the Muslim quarter was amazing.
Pues a mí todo se me hizo igual. Like, I don't know. I didn't. It's because it's like walking through a tianguis and one area is Christian, the next is Muslim, yeah. But it still all looks the same.
Yeah, it does look
so
the same.
So you could get lost in there super quick. So if I had any advice to give you guys is, yes, get a tour guide, but if you get a private one, me, I would be like, if I knew better, okay, but I want to shop at my own spots and I don't want you to take me to get food. I'll get my own food because we haven't even gotten into that part.
Yeah, that's a good one. Be upfront with them. tell him exactly how you want to run the show and how you want him to run the show.
Porque te lo juro, every 5 minutes que mi mamá paraba somewhere, oh, why your mom do that? Where's your mom? Tell her to come. Puffing. Like, oh, why she do that? Where's your mom? Where's your mom? And I'm like, I don't know. At the end, I was literally like, I don't know.
And 15 minutes into the tour, he quit talking Spanish. Did you notice that? Like, no. He was not even talking Spanish no more.
I didn't even know.
He was like, puro inglés. Yeah, he said, fuck it, I'm done. Puro inglés. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this guy. Wait, I have a story. I have a story, and I want to tell you guys. If you guys are listening here in the U.S., I want to tell you how blessed you are, how blessed we are to be here. We live in a free country, and we can't take that for granted, right? So I'm in the Muslim quarter, right? And drinking a Turkish coffee, which was amazing. It was different. It was a different vibe. The Muslim quarter, the people were smoking hookahs. Really cool vibe there in the Muslim quarter. So my tour guide, once again, he's like, hey, man, I think he was trying to make me look like a fool. Pero no pasa nada. He's like, hey, man, get your camera and go up there. Try to go up those stairs, right? So ahí va mando. Trying to be adventurous, I go up to the stairs, and the first person I see is a woman cop. I don't know. She was a woman cop. She's like, what are you? I was like, I'm Mexican. By the way, I would tell everyone we're Mexican. So, you know, I don't know. I didn't want any problems. I don't know if they
supposedly don't. Supposedly, and yeah, they are nicer when you say you're from Mexico than you're from the United States.
Yeah, so. Anyone that would ask, they're Mexican. I was Mexican. No pasa nada. So she's like, okay, but what are you? What are you? I was like, she's like, where do you live? I was like, where do I live or what? She's like, no, what are you? What are you? I was like, oh, I'm a Catholic. She's like, oh, you can't come in here. I was like, what? Like, it was literally like stairs to go into another market. And she did not let me go in there because I was not Muslim.
That's crazy. That could never happen.
But a lot of people thought that I was Muslim, that I was Arab. Like my tour guide's like, I guess he was just trying to like see if I could play it off. I wish he would have said to say I was Muslim so I could go in there and see what the hype is or what's going on in there. But I guess I me quemé by saying I was Catholic, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my whole point is, like, that could never happen here. This is too, like, imagine that. Like, it's crazy. Wait, I have another story there. I was on TikTok earlier, and I saw that in Israel, they recruit good-looking woman cops to recruit, so it could be easier to recruit men, right? So like that's a whole like this is on TikTok. I don't know, it's just a story that I read that I saw on TikTok. So like that's why there's so many young cops in the Israeli or military. Not cops. That's why there's a lot of military.
Yeah, because there was a lot of women cops out there.
There's a lot of women cops, so they recruit them and whatever. That's why there's a lot of military. I know I got way off subject, but yeah, go on. Where were you going with that?
You kind of.
Yeah. I'm just trying to give you everything. You know,
I'm on the sleepy jet lag right now. Moral of the story is that day one, Jerusalem wasn't what we expected at all.
Yeah.
I know for me it wasn't. I know for Mando it wasn't. For my grandma, she was super happy to be there, super grateful. I know that when that whole situation happened with us, she was a little upset, not at us, but that it happened.
That it happened, yeah.
And she did finish, like Mando said, by telling us at the end of the day, don't let somebody else is being change. You're like, I guess make me like less religious or have like a grudge against it or anything just because that one person was being like that. And I was like, you know what? That's true.
100%. I totally agree. And I love that. That's great.
I'm glad she told me because I was ready to
give up on everything.
Become a, what is it called?
Atheist.
Atheist over here. But the second time that we went, it was way different.
Yeah, we gave it
way
a second
better.
Shot.
Now that we kind of knew where everything was at, even though we did get lost a million times, right?
Yes, we're like, go that way, go that way.
No tour guide. We had already done everything with my grandma the first time. So I told her, Bita, we're going to go again. But this time, like, take your time. Stop everywhere you want to stop. Take them. Oh, yeah, because our tour guide wouldn't even let us take pictures. Mm-mm. Like, rushing the whole time. Can't even take no damn pictures. So that's why I told my grandma, well, go again. Take all the pictures you want. Like, if you want to stay in the church for, like, 20 minutes to pray or whatever you want to do. Like, today's that day. So that's what we did. Super chill. We
Zen.
Met a lot of nice people. We met a lot of nice vendors because now we were able to talk to different vendors, you know. No lines nowhere, thank God. What else? The weather was perfect that day.
The weather
the
was
first
amazing.
Time it was hot.
Yeah, that day, I think it rains. I Googled this, by the way. I think it rains 32 days of the year, of the whole year, 365. And it rained that morning. And it gave the whole, like, weather was, like, chilly.
Yeah.
And that just made the whole vibe different. Like, you know?
And, I liked it a lot more the second time around. Because I felt like a tourist. I felt, like, a little bit more Zen vibes. Maybe because we didn't have the tour guide rushing us and complaining about my mom and being flustered and all that the whole time, you know?
And our biggest thing is talking to the locals and them telling us their experiences, them telling us where to eat, asking stuff. And that's just the best part of traveling.
But, babe, you know what I really liked?
What's that, babe?
The area, like the new city or whatever it's called, where we were staying by. You guys, that area does not sleep.
That was awesome.
Does not sleep. It's huge. A lot of restaurants, a lot of everything, and just so many people walking around, platicando afuera, having dinner. Just, why are you looking like that?
No, I'm thinking about it.
Oh.
I'm thinking
about it. Sorry, he was literally like.
No, I'm thinking, and I didn't realize it till right now. Like, everyone's so joyful there, laughing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's super nice. Everybody.
Yes, like joyful, laughing, running around. There's kids from 15 to like 19 year olds just got out of school, but it's
with their little book bags.
It's literally
out.
Midnight. I'm like, where are you guys coming from?
Yeah, I told Mando that any other city that we've been to for the most part, other than like New York or something crazy like that, usually if we finish our tour for the day, we get back to a hotel around 5-6. We got to usually rush to go get something to eat before the city closes, like the good restaurants and all that, right? Yeah. Pero aquí llegamos de los tours a las 6-7. Nos bañábamos. Mi abuelita se miraba a ver una novela. I would watch Netflix. Mando would be outside chilling, whatever. Mando would take a nap.
Literally.
And we would, like, around 10:30, 11, we'll look at each other and we'll be like,
hungry.
I'm a little hungry. We'll walk, like, a 5-minute walk down to the main strip.
Lit.
On a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. So many people walking around. Like Mando said, people and with their school book bags todavía, and it's midnight and it's Monday. Like, oye, ¿no tienes escuela mañana o qué?
And you know what we did do a lot? There is eat, and everything was really, really good.
Yeah,
the tacos,
a lot of different
we had
restaurants too.
Amazing tacos. We had barbecue, American Texas style barbecue.
Yeah, because by day 4 we were like a little done with the hummus, you know, and the pita. So my grandma wanted wings, and we're like, say less,
yeah,
bro.
yeah. The food was amazing. The drinks, the vibes.
A lot of good restaurants.
It was great.
Yeah. So, yeah, the people in Jerusalem, super nice, super nice. Like, above and beyond nice compared to the Holy Land, unfortunately.
You know what? I just thought of something, right? Yeah. This is hilarious, you guys. We, her mom decides to go last minute, right? Mm-hmm. So, we're like, oh, perfect. Your mom could stay with your grandma while we go out at night.
Yes, because my grandma, you guys, is the type that
she worries.
She worries. If it's after 7 and we're going out on the streets, she's worrying. So whenever my mom wasn't going to go, I was like, how are we going to do it? Like, my grandma's going to notice that we're going to leave, and I don't want her to worry. Like, I would rather sneak out and her think I'm sleeping just so she doesn't worry, right? Pero the first night that we went out, she worried a little bit, right? She didn't even sleep till we got back.
Wait, what I'm saying is that the first night we went out in Tel Aviv, your mom didn't go. But after that, your mom was with us every night.
Yeah, she was supposed to stay with my yeah, grandma, chilling with her.
Oh, my God.
Para lo que iba yo, once my grandma went out there with us at night, yeah, where we looked at each other hungry at 11 o'clock at night, and she saw the vibes out there, she was out there every day with us, hanging out.
It feels so safe.
Yeah, it's super safe.
Safe, like young kids, 15. Yeah,
even at one 16 point,
16-year-olds.
At one point, Mando had us walking to a market that felt forever to get there because it was uphill, like a 15-minute walk uphill, going through like the neighborhoods, the alleys. So by this point, you were away from the main strip. And
it was chill,
super safe. And by the time we got to the market, huge market. And one thing that I noticed about the markets that we did go to in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, super clean.
Yes, super clean.
Not to bash, you know, my beloved Mexico, but you guys know, okay, muchas marquetas in Mexico that
moscas.
Let's they're not, get not they're not that clean, and you know, not all of them, but there's a lot of them. If you know, you know, right? But although the two or three that we went to out there, it was, and they weren't like Americanized markets. They were like, we had to walk through neighborhoods and whatever to get there, and you know that it's like their markets because there's a lot of people that live out there. It's not tourist, nothing. Super clean, super clean.
And everyone calling you to show try you their everything. Product, try it. They're so helpful. Like, man, la gente de Jerusalem es un amor. Like, honestly, like the true people from Jerusalem, they're amazing. Amazing people.
Super nice. And they all talk English, in case you're wondering. It was super easy to get around over there because everybody talks English. They were telling us that they are required to learn English in a school, I thought is cool, you know?
So, yeah, their main language is Hebrew, but in school, mandatory, number one, you got to learn English, which the girl said that they're going to start pushing Spanish, too. So, but all right, you guys, ya hablamos de más. We gave you a lot. And we don't want to give it all away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make you guys go watch the YouTube vlogs so you can see the more detailed visually on there. There's going to be a vlog dropping tonight, Wednesday night, and hopefully another one later this week, right?
Yeah. And again, you guys, we didn't want to get into it, but we wanted you guys to hear our experience.
Yeah.
And how it happened. So it doesn't make us any less religious. It doesn't make us hold grudges against the old city or none of that. It was just, like Mando said, looked like some people woke up on the wrong side of the bed for God knows what reason. But it's okay. No pasa nada, right, babe? Mm-hmm.
No pasa nada. For me, traveling is just amazing. Like, you get to see different cultures. You get to see different lives. And you get to see that, you get to cherish what you have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I know if you're from, let's say, Texas, Cali, you know, you're going to love your city more than anywhere else you go. And that's what it's all about, loving where you're from and enjoying it and cherishing it more. You know, that's just what I get out of it. You know,
yeah,
cherish where you're from and cherish your family, cherish everything.
Every time I get back, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do, I'm so happy to be back. So happy. Not because there's anything wrong with anywhere that we've been, but there's nothing like home.
There's no place like home. Yeah. That's for sure.
But anyways, you guys, that is it for today. So we'll see you guys on the next podcast. Maybe in a day or two. I don't know. We'll see. Bye.
See ya.